If you have a cable TV subscription, nearly $10 of that goes to ESPN, the sports network. But here's the thing. Cord cutting means monthly subscriptions are at their lowest point in 3 decades. So if you're the parent company of ESPN, that would be Disney, what do you do? Robin Farzad's been thinking about that. He's host of the public radio show Full Disclosure, which I got to see live in person last week in Charlottesville. Robin, hello.
Thank you, Scott. How are you?
Well, ESPN could become a streaming service like Netflix, like Prime Video, instead of being one of those 200 channels on a cable subscription. What's the thinking there?
Because you have to. It's inevitable. You discuss the cord-cutting statistics. I mean, when we talk about Succession on Sunday nights, overwhelmingly, people watch it on HBO Max. It's not like they're going to HBO on the cable box to watch it, or you know, Netflix has had must-see things. We are in the era of streaming, but of course, that self-disruption has been very difficult for legacy media companies. I mean, Disney for years has milked this thing. That $9.42 statistic that you discussed, that they would rest from the typical, you know, cable TV bill for ESPN, that's 19 times what the average other U.S. cable network was paying out. I mean, was getting paid. That's just ridiculous and unsustainable. And I think there's a sense of comeuppance on this. So Disney has been really slow to disrupt that.
So this makes some sense that, Robin, as you talk about this, so many people have cut the cord, and I like sports, so ESPN could get money from me. But what's the risk here? As you're saying, ESPN still gets that $9.42 from the cable subscriptions. What if that goes away?
That's a diminishing annuity. And we know that from the ESPN Plus numbers, it's roughly half that and providing kind of second tier programming. I mean, you're not getting Lakers Nuggets, for example. You're getting maybe a college football game or some ancillary analysis. It was kind of like why CNN Plus didn't lift off. CNN is also table stakes for the cable companies. You can't imagine paying a cable bill without CNN. But all of these veteran media executives realize that that's diminishing. Having said that, look, there are still typewriter companies. There are still companies that manufacture compact discs and know how to do it profitably and manage the decline. But if you want to be a player in the future, especially when Amazon and Google and the streamers are coming out for the live sports jugular, you have to come out and try to preempt that. The trillion-dollar question is, what do you price it at to get you anywhere near the profitability? Or do you kind of look at that yesteryear as saying those great days are over?
That's what I was going to ask you, Robin. Yeah, is ESPN, the streaming service, going to charge $9.42, $20, $25, what?
Look at the perils of doing it too cheaply. We all remember at the pandemic when Disney Plus launched and had that epic launch, of course, because it was at a great teaser rate. And your kids were saying, Mommy, Daddy, get it. And you were like, of course, at this rate. And then you slowly want to boil the frog over several years. But this is a problem for Disney because it's asking you to pay for Disney Plus, for Hulu increasingly, and what? It wants to charge you $30, $35 for ESPN. By then, you might as well just buy the cable package. And so we're reinventing the wheel. And I think that this is going to be problematic when the sports franchises themselves come out with virtual reality technology, when they can realize they can go directly to the customers, not a weakened intermediary like an ESPN.
Robin Farzad is host of the public radio show Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks.